Blog Talk Radio.
In a world where nothing is certain, only music can help you to find the right way. Way you should follow today. This way will take you to the best genres of music from around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
Malcolm. Yeah. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. The energy is enemy. For real, real synergy. Composite abnormality. They're literally and literally factual to actual. I act the fool, I'm working. Different mind observing. Working. Who the fuck gon' serve him? His name is Malcolm, bitch. It's always good to know him. Rapid flowing, potion growing, rooting new shit, lose it. Causing elation. Fuck you niggas. I'm here to bring in the bacon inside the egg. Watch this. In the booth. Slippery slide playing, slowly digesting different views for the future. If you negative, I rebuke you. What I'm saying is, I ain't got no time for the bush. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Yeah. Isotonic, isometric, hysometric. I'm investing in myself. Hard work and ethic and my ethics aren't edible. Evaluate your measures for succession. Even going through depression for the music. Moving, movement, motivating, love and peace in my motion. Leading from the front, I know where I'm going gone to another destination. Y'all won't make it from the procrastination. See him coming, they start ducking like they see the rounds. I'm a blashing with the words like bibbidi bopping, booming, booming. New generation, I'm schooling them that quarterback back. Receive, get a pound, grow a pound. Look at the mills growing around. Not a stack list, we gon' count. So grind, regurgitate, hate, eliminate, equalize, then genocide. Electrify, then salivate. I'm magistrate, and I'm faded, and I'm feeling, and I'm finding a reason to thought and suffer from all the problems. Do some more knowledge. What's your excuse for no deposits, my nigga? Remember, I'm pure, last name secure. Yeah, they won't take away my energy. Never. They won't take away my energy. Fuck no. They won't drain away my energy. They can't take away my energy. Say, they won't take away my energy. Your haters, they won't take away your energy. They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They won't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy. Yeah. They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy. Yeah.
Talent holds the malice, but talent is the key to all success. Or is it just the inside that you seem so oppressed? Is it your procrastination that leaves you so upset? I feel like everything that I've done this far has made the beat wet. When I step up on it, it's just a sensation to come correct. I talk to myself because of the fact I like to have reality checked. Matter of fact, like Nike, I get your ass in check. When it comes to this life that I'm living, it's such an election to do better than the previous step. This is a monopoly board, and I'm at your neck, making sure I stay focused. A low blow shit. Came off the top of the dome with this. No need for a pen to write.
I'm just gonna be talking about these killings out here. Why can't y'all just let us live? Why can't y'all just let us grow up? Why can't y'all just let us have fun? What do we want to play with our friends? Well, we can't because you're shooting out here, shooting kids, shooting babies, shooting him? We're ready, but we're not ready right now. The Lord did not tell us that we was going to come with him right now. Then why are you shooting us to make us go with him? When he says other people just got to go with him, that means they got to go with him. That doesn't mean people had to shoot them to go with him. All these people out here can write stop. Because this is really ungrateful. You letting other people die, and you not letting this world stay the way it was. And when I say that I want this world to stay the way it is gotta stay the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be some other way. When I am telling you right now, I know that I'm not the only one who's gonna live. I want other people to live too. Because it's not my possibility to shoot other people. When you want to shoot, you can't shoot. Because this is not a world that you're going to shoot in.
Real Talk Roundtable. Y'all in the building with me. What's up?
Okay. Yeah,
hi.
We
in
this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? It's real.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to salute that little girl. I got a chance to check out her video on Facebook, and she said some of the realest shit I ever heard a kid say in my whole entire life. And I just want to salute that little girl, and you keep talking, baby, even though they
That's right.
act like they not listening. Keep talking. Keep talking.
Right.
Keep talking.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Big salute to her. Okay, you guys, we got a full show, and we're going to go ahead and get into all of the things that we got to do tonight, because we got a bunch of stuff to do. Okay, so
okay.
The first thing I want to talk about is when we post these show links on Blog Talk Radio, sometimes we get responses from people, and I wanted to respond to one particular one, Travon Smith. She commented a question, and I want you guys to give your thoughts on that. And the question is, she wants to know why men wait 20 years to marry the woman they've loved since day one.
That's a good
one. Wow. Wow.
Wow. So that's a deep one. Yeah.
That is, yes.
Okay. So, let's see. DJ Sergeant Rock, you want to start us off? What do you think?
Well, I can tell you firsthand that I'm 40-something years old, and any thoughts of marriage is beyond me. So, you know, I don't know what they're talking about, you know what I'm saying, as far as waiting 20 years, you know what I'm saying, because I know I ain't going to wait no 20 years, you know what I'm saying. It ain't going to take 20 years for me, you know what I'm saying, to get with the one I want to be with. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. That's fair. That is fair. Okay, Snipe, what you think?
Man, this is like a hard one, because I don't know if the dude be ready or got financial issues and he just get with the girl and just become boyfriend and girlfriend and just leave that status open to where years go by and then you don't even think about marriage and you're doing a lot of things that seem like it should be marriage stuff, and you just don't propose the question, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been married, so this is kind of hard to even say, because I don't know what to be waiting on. Hey, me personally, you see what you want, you better go get it, snatch it up, make sure it's right first. You know what I'm saying? I do some investigation now. And, wipe it up, put the ring on it. Said, ain't nothing out here in these streets, for real, for real.
I don't.
No.
Okay.
I don't know anyway,
the guy, hey Ruth, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's like that's a cold question, because I mean, love and like day one is like, it's like inexperienced love. It's like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no real experience in life. I ain't really did nothing. Like, I love you, but like marrying you, like, I don't even know what the fuck being married is. I don't know what I'm looking for in a wife. I don't know shit about myself. Like, you know, I'm just learning how many times to shake my dick off before like a last drop of piss drop off. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's a heavy question, man. I mean, a lot of times it's like, you know, I mean, we see it every day, man. People marry their little high school sweetheart and shit, and they be like living in trailers and shit, man, not going nowhere in life, mad at each other with like three kids and just can't let go.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they progressing. They don't even love each other no more and shit. It's like, but I'm just stuck with you because I'm stuck with you and shit. A lot of times, man, people can't be honest and be like, look, I love you. You was like cool for like high school, college, you know, through this little first little job and shit. But like, what I'm looking for and when I'm trying to go, you ain't trying to go. You told me I left you and shit. No, you just stopped moving. So it's like a lot of times, that's what it is, man. A lot of times it ain't meant to be. And then a lot of times dudes mm-hmm. ain't ready. Sometimes dudes don't grow up. Woman grow up, dude don't grow up. She ready to be married, have kids, do all that shit, but she ready to try to do that with a dude that don't know what keeping a house is. He don't know his responsibilities mm-hmm. around the house. He don't know his job in the relationship. So it's like, it's crazy. It's a reason for it, definitely. I mean, I think it's right. a blessing, actually. If you don't marry the person, then you ain't supposed to be married to that person. Be blessed about that. Don't be walking around leaving Kohl's magazine pictures out and shit. You know, Google shit on the motherfucking phone so shit'll pop up and he'll see wedding rings and shit. Don't do that shit. You know, just somehow move the fuck on. Find you a dude that's ready to get married.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
All right. Ms. Knight, what do you think?
Well, first I want to say shout out to my girl for this question. And if you knew her, she loves to have deep, intriguing and meaningful conversations. So I can definitely see her asking something like this. But, I mean, I don't know why men do the things that they do. I can't even begin to even explain majority of the things that they do because I'm not a man. I don't understand it. But what I will say is this, you know, I think this is why it's so important for men and women in the dating process to be very open and honest about what you're looking for. Because if you're looking for marriage, you know, to come, you know, during your relationship, then it should never, and it doesn't come within a certain amount of time, then you should never even make it to 20 years of them not having the type of commitment that you're actually looking for. So a lot of that can be nipped in the bud early on if you're very clear about what you're looking for. And if you don't find that in that person, then it's time to move on well before 20 years. You know, that's a lot of time, you know, wasted, you know, to wait on someone to be the kind of person that you want them to be. But as far as why, I mean, a lot of people just, they play like they know what they want, but they really don't know what they want. And maybe that they do, and they still want their cake and want to eat it too. And just think, because you've always been there, you're going to continue to be there while they do whatever they want to do, you know. So, I mean, it can go a lot of different ways.
Right. Okay, my thoughts on it is that I think a woman that waits for a man 20 years, just really don't got nothing else to do. I mean, seriously. Like, if you're going to sit there and wait on a proposal from the time a child is born and then went all the way up through school and graduated and got 2 years into college, you still waiting on a marriage, then to me, that's a problem. Like, that is an issue that is going on with that woman, because your husband could have been already, you know, been around and you still waiting on somebody to make a decision. Like, that's a long time. And it'll be an absolute mm-hmm. no for me. I'm not going to sit there 5 years. So it's like, no.
Right.
I'm good. But I hope we could help help with what we had to say for answering your question.
One more thing, because this is like it's a cool topic, and it's an opportunity for me to say this to women. Look, a man might not even know you want to get married. Stop sitting around, man. We real simple, man. You dig what I'm saying? We're going to do what we got to do to make you happy. If you ain't complaining or saying shit, not complaining and whining, but legitimately having a conversation, we think you happy. If I flip you this way, that way, I think you satisfied sexually. If I got a good job, I'm putting food on the table, house over your head, we got a nice place to stay, ain't no problem, I think you happy. If you not happy and you want some more, tell me you want some more. It's like eating. If I make your plate and set it on the table and shit, don't be sitting there looking at me crazy while I'm Tupperwaring up the food to put in the ice box. You know what I'm saying? Ask for some more. Get up in there. Don't right. Let a man know what you want. Dig what I'm saying? I got to say, you know, partially what Miss Nat said, that's communicate. Because I might tell you right off, like, look, hey, I was just trying to fuck. Date for a little bit. I ain't know you were going to slip this shit. Like, put that out on the table. Right. Like, look, I got a 5-year plan. Dig what I'm saying? I'm looking to build with you, see if you're right. You know what I'm saying? Save a few dollars so we can get our own spot. Y'all be trying to marry a nigga man living with his mama. Like, stop.
Right.
Talk to a motherfucker, man. That's all I'm saying. Communicate what you really want. You know, that's all I wanted to add. Ladies.
Okay. Absolutely.
Believe that.
Cool. Right.
All right, ladies. Hope you heard that. Okay. On to our next topic. And this is kind of becoming a thing, you guys. And we touch on it here and there, but we haven't had like an actual discussion on it. So how do you feel about these parents that are choosing to raise a gender neutral baby? And before you guys answer that, I just want to say that several states let parents rather than male or female as a gender on birth certificates now. So what do you guys in general think about that? And whoever got background noise going on, please make a call. We're going to start with, Miss Nat, how do you feel about parents raising gender-neutral babies?
Okay, I couldn't quite hear you because of the background noise, but now, did you say that on the birth certificates there's not going to be a gender on it?
No, I said, several states are allowing parents to choose an X instead of a male or female as a gender on birth certificates.
Okay. I couldn't quite hear you because of the noise. But
right.
when did this begin? I'm not even quite sure I even understand what the purpose of this would even be. I'm really lost. I'm really lost with this one. I mean, if you have a female child, you have a female child. If you have a male child, you have a male child. I don't understand what the actual benefit is by staying gender neutral. I mean, I would have to hear from somebody who actually has done this because I really cannot process anywhere what the point of even thinking that way would be. I mean, are they afraid that later on their child is going to, you know, want to be another gender, so that's why they're staying neutral? I mean, I'm lost on this one, y'all.
Parents.com says that most research supports the idea that homosexuality is the result of genetics and biology and not environment. And according to a study, by the journal Pediatrics, 85% of gender non-conforming youth identify as heterosexuals in adulthood. So it's like pointless. Because I saw this lady online that had a boy, and she had completely changed this little boy into a girl. Like, and I personally, I don't feel like she has the right to do that. Yes, she is his mother, and you know, parents gonna raise their kids however. But that is drastic and dramatic to me. Like, what would cause you to want to change your baby from what he was born to something totally different? And expect him to be able, if he gets married one day and he looking back at baby pictures, I'm quite sure he don't want his wife looking at him running around in a dress looking like a girl.
Right.
She gonna want to know where it went wrong. What happened?
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was just trying to give you something, you know, what the parents.com suggests about it.
Right. Right, and I guess I can kind of see a little bit, but I mean, I just feel like every day is something different coming out. I mean, things that I've just never heard of, but with this one, this one is definitely one that has my mind very boggled because I mean, it's like, you know, your child is just, I mean, you know, your child is born what they're born now. I mean, I do understand that people, you know, later on in life they start identifying as other genders, and so be it. I have no issue with that, but I just don't understand what your actual benefit of doing that is, because then you're kind of saying, well, maybe down the line my child is going to, you know, want to be another gender. So that's the reason why I didn't put, you know, whether they were male or female on the birth certificate. I mean, it's just like, it's just too much. It's
right.
Too much.
Right.
Do you think it would have something to do with the fact that maybe they wanted a boy or girl and got something else? Like, I'm trying to mentally process it. Like,
that's part of it.
That could be
a part of it too. It's just one of those things where you just don't see no type of benefit. Like, I mean, there's other things that we've discussed, and I could see, you know, where people would be coming from. But with this one, this one got me thrown.
I have no idea. Me too. For real. Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock, what do you think?
I think it's just, you know, stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I agree, you know what I'm saying, Tweety B, on that post that you seen where the woman is trying to turn the boy into a girl. Like, you know, that can have a dramatic effect, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You know, because for real, now, as black people, you know, people try to treat us like, you know what I'm saying, we're some, you know, projects and shit, you know what I'm saying, or we're assignments and shit, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I feel for that boy, you know what I'm saying, because that boy doesn't know what it's like or what it's going to take to be a real man around this bitch, you know what I'm saying, all because he's been led to perform like a girl, you know what I'm saying, I think it's just wrong.
It's wrong.
True.
To me. Okay. The God Haver, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I'm approaching from a different angle. If my child is at an appropriate age, and much as I, you know, wouldn't wish that on no child, if my son say he a start when he can think for himself, telling me he a girl, like some of them people say, it's like, man, I'm not going to drive my child crazy, nor am I going to panic if I see my little boy, because he done put his mama's shoes on or something like that. At the same time, you have a job as a parent to make decisions for your child, to raise your child. So for a person just to say, like, look, man, I'm not going to make a conscious decision for my child. My child is a boy. He got a little pee-pee. He going to dress like a boy. He going to have he gonna do boy stuff. If he want to do some stuff that's gender neutral, I ain't tripping off of that. If he done picked up a doll from somewhere and he playing with that, I'm not panicking about that. But I'm not going to be talking about, oh, he got a doll. Now I'm going to dress him up like a girl because I wanted a girl. No, am I going to, you know what I'm saying, be trying to put boxer briefs on my daughter, man, because I wanted a boy or none of that.
Right.
I feel
that's
don't want to raise their kids no more, man. They allowing these kids to have too much responsibility. They allowing these kids to be grown, make adult decisions and shit. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because it's not just even that. It's like you got these women that ain't got no man to talk about they baby daddy ain't shit, and they dressing they little sons up like little grown-ass men, posting them on Facebook talking about little daddy and this and that, like that's they man or something. And it's a lot of fuck shit going on when it comes to raising kids. You know what I mean? That's not the only little bad aspect of it. The coldest part is parents don't want to raise their kids. They just not parenting. They letting their kids make all these decisions. Man, I ain't get to make no motherfucking decisions. All I heard was breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time, bedtime, school time.
Right, right.
Something with time mm-hmm. on the back of it, and I know I had to move. Period, point
right.
blank. Now these kids get to what you want. What's wrong? You don't want to go to school today? Okay. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
What you mean you don't want to eat that? At 3 o'clock in the morning, a nigga sitting there sleeping in some peas. You don't eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the problem. I don't think it's just about that. I just think, like, people is weird, man. The whole world, like, you got this weird culture, man. Of, like, they want to be gender neutral. They don't want to have no ethnicity. It's like, I put down this, but it's only really at the end of the day affecting black people.
Mm-hmm.
Only black people is putting down, like, all the other races that they mix with. Everybody else is putting down, like, they main shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like this whole movement that's weird. People just don't want to raise their kids. I'm not raising no kids like that. You a boy, you a boy. You a girl, you a girl. You want to make a decision when you can make a decision, make that decision. You feel what I'm saying? That's just how it is. It's like a motherfucking
mm-hmm.
child said, I'm sick, so I want to smoke a cigarette. Fuck out of here.
Right. Right. Right.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Snipe, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to back everybody up. You know, when you have sex, you know, you create a child, and you're not preparing for a neutral. You always preparing for a male or a female in this whole aspect. So, you know what I'm saying? When the kid come out, if you got a vagina, then we know it's a girl. If you got a dick, we know it's a boy. Now, later on in life, we can decide if you want to, you know, do your little venture off, but this is no neutral on no fucking birth certificate, okay? We ain't playing this. We ain't even going that route. Like, how can you even determine that, you know what I'm saying, based off of anything? It's like everybody is either one or the other, and then later on in life, you can be gay, you can be straight, you can do whatever, and we'll have a conversation, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Wow.
Right.
Right.
But now, you know what I'm saying, it's just people that ain't going back to the aspect of life. Like, all this other shit is just thrown on us. All these activities that people doing is thrown on us. And we run with it and thinking it's cool. That shit ain't cool. Like, you need to look at the facts of life. Shit. Everybody got to have sex. When you have sex, you create something. You know what I'm saying? You ain't creating no other. You know what I'm saying? It's either a male or a female. Point blank. You know what I'm saying? For real.
You're like, you thought I was going to be something other than a boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, shit, hey, motherfucker try to get a job. They got, like, what's this right here? What's this shit right here? You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Craziness.
Shit,
wow.
They ain't gonna put no X on your ID card. You go to jail for that shit.
Right.
Oh, you X.
Right.
Right.
So you an X.
Wait. They ain't got no X. Jail.
Oh, man.
Go to the bathroom and get genital swine.
For real.
Hell no. All right, you guys, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to come back in just a minute and get into some more topics here. So you guys, I'm going to hang on tight.
Where can you find a burger inspired by flavors from near and far that mixes the smoky with the sass of the South? Combines the sweetness of summer with the tang of the country for savory, sizzling, unexpected flavors. Well, you can find it at McDonald's. The new Bacon Smokehouse Burger. It's the newest flavor of the signature crafted recipes by McDonald's.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Sunrise, sunset. Life ain't been the same since you left. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Four seasons of loneliness, that's for sure. Voicemails, long text. Stalk the IG to see what you post next. Ride around, 90s R&B. Crying for you, like I'm Jodeci. Biggest lesson learned to this day. You don't appreciate that woman till she walk away. She on the glow up while I was on the slow up. Uncle Bruce saying for years you need to grow up. I didn't know then, but I know now. I be damned if a man give my queen a crown. Own up to my mistakes, changes for the better. Change for the better if we do it together. We have fucked up, all facts. But that was the past, we can change that.
We can change that.
Present,
our gift
is
given.
Our future's so
bright,
we don't
want to
miss it.
A billion girls in the world, and all I want is you. And I can have a million cars, no one rides for me like you. Maybe when you feel like we should just move on, I can never let you go.
Remember phone calls lasted for hours. Hang up, call back after the shower. Messages back and forth through our friends. This shouldn't be the spot where our love ends, you know it. Rose petals is all that you woke on. Rosé, champagne, get you in the zone. Run that bubble bath just like you like it. Rub you down till that get quiet. And all I do is think of you. Day and night like 12 hours do. Be the best thing you ever done seen. Have you coming back to back like the first and 15? We had ups and downs, tell me who though. We ain't perfect, we gon' come up short. All we gotta do is focus on us. Me, you, and God is all I do trust. Before we change and go our separate ways. You convinced that things can't be the same. Search deep, let's make this complete. Is your life the same if it ain't got me? Yeah, I fucked up, all fat. That was the past, we can change that. We in the present, the friend of gift is given.
A billion girls in the world, and all I want is you. I can have a million cars going right for me, like you.
Like you.
We should just.
Let you
let go.
Real Talk Roundtable. Let's take it to the streets. Okay, so I got some guys together, and I asked them, why do men cheat?
Hey, what's up, Queen? You know what? It's not only that men cheat, because if you find like a man is cheating, if he ain't gay and is cheating with a woman, it means like he's cheating on a woman that is already cheating on her husband already, right? Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's not like a matter of men cheating and all that shit. Ladies cheat too, man. Queen, get this right? Don't get it twisted.
I really don't have an answer to that because I've been cheated on myself, so I just wonder, why do people cheat? I don't think it's a man or a woman thing, Tweety. But I would have to say it's something that whatever, when the two people have met, that there's something that's not being met, probably sexually, trusting-wise, or it's usually the end of a relationship, if I'd have to guess. Like I said, I've been cheated on, and I still ask that question as to why I was cheated on. But I don't think it's a men or women thing.
Married people. Men cheat on their wives because of the idea and the fantasy of doing something to a female that they can no longer do to their wife. Some men cheat for the rush of knowing that they cheated on their girl and she don't know, simply because it's easy. Some men cheat because, like they say, what the girl want, another girl will. And that's just my honest opinion to be facts, because I know some men who cheated for those reasons. I know you probably heard this before, but I never cheated on a girlfriend. If I have a girlfriend, I have a girlfriend. I've never cheated on somebody that I've been with. Because like I told you, all my girlfriends, I've lived with them or vice versa. They've lived with me. So.
Yeah, man. I'm in this goddamn road, man, on this road driving. They say, damn, why do men cheat? I say, hell, why do women and men cheat? And me, you know, you ask me, sometimes it can be because a person is uncomfortable in a relationship, they lose trust, you know, and there's something about that person that still they want to stay attached to, so they keep them around, you know what I mean? It's some type of quality that person possesses, and it still keeps them around. And on the other hand, some of them just can't fucking help it. That shit in most of the bloodline. You know what I mean? They don't even know why they cheat. They just cheat. That's the crazy thing, but shit, that's just the way it is.
I don't know, because all my relationships, I never cheated on mine. I was in 3 relationships. I never cheated on mine. When I'm single, I'm single. I can talk to whoever I want, but I never cheated.
And this is how Real Talk Roundtable takes it to the streets.
All right. Now, I had posted the question, why do men cheat online, and what did I do that for? It automatically backfired. Like, it just went crazy. Like, why do women cheat? Hold on, bro.
Wow.
That was not the question. The question was for you to simply answer why men do it. It didn't have nothing to do with women at the time. All I wanted you to do was tell me why y'all do it. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe later on another show we'll figure out why we do it. But I want to ask you guys, why why do men cheat? And for us girls, why do we think men cheat? And so see if some of the answers go together. So we'll start with Snight. Why do men cheat?
I think sometimes it's the thrill of knowing that, shit, you got away with it, and you think you can keep on continuing to do it. It's like greed, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you may keep doing it. Sometimes you might not even just do it one time. I just think sometimes it's the thrill. It's just the thrill of doing it.
Okay. All right, I can go with that. All right, Ms. Mack, why do you think men cheat?
I think sometimes, you know, they just have it in them. I mean, maybe that's what they saw as normal growing up. You know, it could be some other things that happened during childhood that may have affected them. And then on top of that, you know, I have to go with Snipe. I think a lot of times they do it because they can, because it's easy to. And, I mean, especially if you're with somebody who you really don't even care for, it's even easier.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because now you can do what you want to do and get away with it. I think a lot of times, you know, us as women, we let them get away with it. So once you know what I'm saying, give somebody an inch, they going to damn sure take a mile. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of factors, you know, that plays into that.
Right. Okay. The God Hate Rule. Why do men cheat?
I think the reasons vary. I mean, sometimes it's greed, sometimes it's opportunity, sometimes it's just something new. You know, I mean, it ain't necessarily they ain't getting what they want at home. Sometimes it's just dudes is greedy. Man. Some people not really monogamous, and they, you know, they fall into this monogamous thing, and like they representative don't know how to like tell the person they with. They're like, look, I'm not really a monogamous person. I like some screens.
You know,
I like to mix things up. Me personally, Lil, I don't cheat because it's beneath me. It's like lying. Like I
ooh,
don't think
ooh, that's anything. Right.
I don't think it's nobody on this earth I got to lie to. You know, it's like, you know, but at the same time, you know, I like some screens. They gonna know I like screens now and then. You know, she might like the screens now and then too. I mean,
right,
shit. Whatever your favorite meal is, you can't eat that every day. And sex is sex. That ain't nothing to do with love and foundation and relationship building and none of that. It's just like, you know, shit, man. It's a dude I go into a park and play basketball with. I ain't bringing them Negroes to my house to eat no food. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just basketball. That's it. That's all, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, like, for real though, I just think, man, a lot of times, man, dudes come out of a vagina, man, as soon as they find out what it's for, they spend the rest of their life trying to get back in one, man.
Very interesting.
I mean, they don't know how to say no. They don't know, you know, dudes. Man, women, y'all don't get it. Man, we got to be the one to initiate everything. So if a woman, like, willing, like, oh, shit, this might not happen again. You know what I mean? They don't know when the next chick gonna say yeah, so they be trying to dive in that shit. Man, I just think, like, you know, dudes, you know, they don't place no value on their dick. They don't understand what their dick worth. So,
I agree. Okay. Let's see. Who we have? DJ Sergeant Rock, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm on the other end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been cheated on multiple times. You know what I'm saying? One girl even cheated on me with my brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why women do it, but for whatever reason that they do it, you know what I'm saying, eventually they get caught doing it. So, you know, I say have fun while it lasts, because eventually you're going to get caught. You know what I'm saying? For real, you're going to get caught up, and, you know, your gravy train is going to be over with. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, I just think men cheat because they can. You know, it's like,
right.
And then it's really like this. If you're not married, you rightfully can't put a claim on somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
like, it's like you really making a fool out of yourself, because a man
mm-hmm.
gonna consider himself single now if he not married to you. I don't give a damn what kind. I got a girl, or that's my old lady. Oh yeah, that is your old lady.
Mm-hmm.
You got a new lady online.
Old lady. Wow.
It is your old
wow.
lady. You right. You're right. So, you know, people gonna do what people gonna do, man. It's simple as that. But I thought that was a good question just to throw out there and see some of the responses. And I appreciate everybody that helped me with that and responded to that question, because that was deep. Okay, now, DJ Sergeant Rock. We got some Say That or Spray That request music. So, we have an artist here.
Yeah. All right. Now, this particular track, you know what I'm saying, came to us, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we don't usually turn down music, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he asked for this, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I want y'all to rate my music, and I want y'all to tell me, you know, what I'm doing or not doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. So he asked for this,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So this is a special, you know what I'm saying, Real Talk Roundtable request line, you know what I'm saying? He requested that we, you know what I'm saying, go over his music, all
right? Right on.
And this track is by, the dude's name is Nephew. And
mm-hmm.
what's the name of the track, Tweety B?
There's actually two. So we're going to do Jumping Out the Gym first, okay? And then we'll talk about that one. And then we'll do Won't Tell. And we'll talk about that one. Because those are two different kinds of music. So we'll start out with Jumping Out the Gym, you guys. And this is Nephew. So check him out.
Jumping Out.
Damn, BG, you made this. Kick it, play. Yeah, that's K9. Supply.
Check. Run up all the bands in the rags, yo, watch how I shoot, watch how I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym, ayy. Run up all the bands in the rags, yo, watch how I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym, ayy. Run up the bands, I just, run up the bands, I just, run up the bands, I just. Check. Run up on the bands and the rags, yo. Watch how I shoot. Watch how I shoot. Look. Jumping out the gym, out of the gym. It's never enough winning. We've been here for a minute. It's real games, no screaming. Them checks, I'm gon' spin it. Them checks, I'm gon' spin it. We run through them digits. Check. Run up on the bands and the rags, yo. Watch how I shoot. Watch how I shoot. Look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym. Ay. Run up on the bands and the rags, yo. Watch how I shoot. Watch how I shoot. Look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym. Ay. Run up the bands, I just. Run up the bands, I just. Run up the bands, I just.
What you do?
check. Run up on my bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out, we ballin' like the playoffs. We do it for the payoff. Go so hard, swear to God, you may think I cannot fall off. I'm unconscious how I throw it. All a nigga know is shoot. Doing this one for my dogs. Watch me throw an alley oop, swish. Check. Run up on my bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym. Ay. Run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym. Ay. Run up the bands, I just run up the bands, I just run up the bands, I just.
Let's do.
Check. Run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the jumping out.
Getting money ain't shit funny. If you earn it, then it's yours. Been getting money for so long, you can smell it through my pores. I'm convinced to get this back. I don't have no other choice. Gotta level up my cash. Taking shots, call me young Steph Curry, young Steph Curry, young Steph Curry. Hey, run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym. Hey, run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym.
I just run up the bands, I just run up the bands, I just run up the bands, I just.
What you do?
Check. Run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym.
Run it. Run up on the bands in the rack, yo, watch I shoot, look. Jumping out the gym, out the gym.
Trying to get my vertical leap up.
Check.
Hey.
Run up on the bands in the rack.
Run up on the bands in the racks. Run up on the bands in the racks. Run up on the bands in the racks. Ayy. I just run up the bands. I just run up the bands. I just run up the bands. I just. Fuck with me.
Yeah.
Kick it, player. Yeah, that's K9.
Okay. Okay. There it is. There it is.
I'm trying to figure this out. I'll go first. I'll start it off. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything he said was so repetitive. Like, he didn't say anything different. Like, you know, I was waiting on a good verse or two, you know what I'm saying, to offset some of that. You know what I'm saying? If he'd have threw in a couple of verses, I might have gave him a pass, man. But,
Okay. All right, Snipe.
Ah, man, why y'all had to do me like this, man? I don't even know when the verses came in. I'm not trying to be mean or nothing like that, but I just kept her, you know, listening to Jumping Out the Gym. That's all I really heard throughout this whole song. I ain't hear no buzz.
Right.
Came in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing hit me but that. That was it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all
wow.
know to know.
Okay. All right. The God hate
room?
Just exhaled.
Well, y'all critique the other thing, yeah. So I'm going to get into this. First and foremost, man, the mix and mastering was horrible. It sounded flat. It just sounded flat. Like, even if his bars was like amazing, it sounded flat. Like, it was like jumping out of like it had no musicality to it. It just sounded flat. Like, he wasn't riding the beat. It's like he just was getting dragged along by that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. Like, usually, you know, I try to do a high note on the, you know, the constructive criticism, man, but it's like, I don't even want to say, like, you know, the beat was doing too much, because the beat was, like, basic in a motherfucker.
Right.
Like, everything was just like, man, you know?
Okay.
Keep that job at Wendy's, bro. Or
whatever.
Say that $25.
Oh, man.
Oh,
jeez. Okay, Ms. Nate, what do you think?
The whole structure of the song was off. Like, it was the verses, it was like they was cut so short, so he was getting back to the chorus so fast. That's all you heard the whole song was the chorus. I was like, okay, so was that supposed to be the verse? So then on verse two, it was like the same thing. It was just short, and this thing, you know, we back to the chorus again. Like, I'm kind of like, Rock, if it were, you know, two solid verses, then I would have gave it maybe a pass. I'm not too crazy about the beat either, and I agree with the guy, Hey Rue, with it just the mixing and mastering wasn't done very well at all on that either. But if we had two solid verses, then I probably could have gave it a pass. But this, the hook is way too repetitive.
It's not the same hook every time, because one of them hooks, somebody was talking in the middle.
Yeah, that was
towards
the end
when
that happened.
Like, somebody hollered, like, hey, your parole agent here, or something like that.
Right.
Come on, it was being all in the middle of the hooks, man.
Wow.
Okay. So, all right. I want to say that the verses were short. I think if you would take all of the little verses and put them together and make one solid verse, and then write another verse, then we can have a complete song, because it sounds like the same thing running over and over, and you don't want to do that. Like, you want to, I like it, the subliminal. I like it, you know, the basketball court being, you know, subliminal for something else that's going on monetary-wise. So I like that. But, like, you really got to make some longer verses to make it a complete song. And so it is what it is. That one got
saved. Yeah, homie. You're shooting in the gym.
Yeah, for that, too.
I'm not gonna say this other song, because I'm just not gonna say it.
Add Rob, man, because that's like 2-3 minutes a nigga can't get back.
What did he ask for this? He asked for this.
He asked for it. He need to get it.
This a friend though, man. Probably an associate, acquaintance, or something. You know. They don't live by me. I ain't tripping.
No. Listen, this is the one thing that you need to understand, as well as anybody else. When you submit music to here, expect that for us to give you the truth. How couldn't it be goddamn what y'all said? Because it's not my music. You understand? So whoever's sending that music over here, they going to get whatever y'all got to say. I mean, it is what it is. I wasn't going to play the other music because we had other shit to get into and y'all was not really feeling the artist. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to hear it, though, it's cool with me. It's up to
it's
you
the
guys.
Same, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, we're gonna play it. Right now, this is Nephew Won't Tell. Right now, it's rolling.
Be back. the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy feeling jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society. Promise I won't tell, promise I won't tell. You know how the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy screaming jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society. Promise I won't tell, promise I won't tell. Join Illuminati, especially when they seen the boy in the Maserati. Hey, the way I kick it, you would thought I knew karate. Me and baby, yeah, we going off with Cardi. Behind tents, you probably can't find me. Real shit, I'm about to make base tsunami. Hey, where I love the crib, it's always sunny. I got a check, I can blow all this money. Hey, I got a text, you wanna post up at Sonics. New entertainment shit, you know we run it. Hey, it's a secrecy, I can't say nothing. It's my policy to always build pressure. We undercovers, hey, we undercovers, hey. Sometimes we gotta be distant lovers, hey. I hit the lottery, they say I'm lucky. It's time to celebrate, let's party bubbly. Know how the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy feeling jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society. Promise I won't tell, promise I won't tell. You know how the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy screaming jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society. Promise I won't tell, promise I won't tell. You know how me and Bay slide when we link, especially when we lay between them sheets. Concrete beneath 5 feet, hold me down, Bay solid. You know baby girl is a rider, she got street sense and you know she been to college. Sophisticated and educated, promise to tell nobody, promise to tell nobody, I promise to tell nobody. I just hit the lotto, your boy found a pot of gold. Put it on my soul, only me and Bay know. Check, I buried it, concealed weapon, you know that baby carry it. Make me wanna marry it, hey, we at the Marriott. I wanna handcuff it, I'm talking patent locks. You know I gotta feel what's in Pandora box. New entertainment, we going straight to the top. We made arrangements, she already know the spot. I can't say shit, I made a promise across my heart. You know how the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy feeling jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society. Promise I won't tell, promise I won't tell. You know how the story goes, you can pick the place to meet. Got the boy screaming jackpot, we hit the lottery. Keep it on the low inside, secret society.
Okay, that was Long Tail.
Okay. Now, that's a better track than the first track, you know what I'm saying? I give it that, you know what I'm saying? Real. And he had two solid verses. He had two solid verses on the track, you know what I'm saying? So I'm rocking with that, you know what I'm saying? Now that's how he should have came with the first song. You know what I'm saying? You know, give everybody a full song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't give everybody no half-ass piece of song. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Give them the whole song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Okay. Tonight?
Oh, man, y'all know me, man. Y'all keep hitting me with these songs, and this man got the beat pumping. You know, he got the solid verses. I need him to get that mix down because it's going to make you even better when you go back and listen. Like, you will see the difference when it's mixed versus every. It still just sounds like everything is on top of each other, and we trying to figure out ways he really saying. But it sounds, you know, track good. I'm fucking with the track. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be no hating, but like, That first one, though, you need to give us some, you know, more verses, and but this one sound out the two is better. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Still need some mixing done, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it again.
Okay, Ms. Nash.
True.
I definitely think that's a better song than the last song for sure. I'm still, it's okay to me. It's not like great to me, but it's okay. I mean, it's something I would listen to. But just as some constructive criticism, there was definitely a few timing issues in there, so definitely work on that. And and the ad-libs, just my personal opinion, I'm not feeling the ad-libs. It's like they don't match the actual flow of the song. Like it just the ad-libs just don't match with the actual song. It's something off right there with those. But other than that, I definitely think as far as the verses being long enough, the actual structure of the song is definitely a lot better than the last track. But just, you know, those little tiny things that I mentioned definitely need to be tweaked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay. The guy named Rue?
I mean, my thing is, like, it was better, but, I mean, it's like, to me, it's not even about the song, just listening to it. It's like, man, to anybody out there, man, going to these dudes who got these computers, man, that's doing music and stuff, man, that $25, man, is just a recording fee. That shit is not
mm-hmm.
ready to be sent to nobody radio show or
right.
sent to no, yo, Dat Piff or none of that, man. That's just a
right.
new recording, yo, music, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
the timing could have been fixed. Like she said, the ad-lib
oh,
that
yeah.
was in the back, man, they wasn't adjusted right. Because I felt
mm-hmm.
the energy
right.
that was going to
mm-hmm.
be put into the song. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was trying to
yep.
have that, like, I'm doing my thing with my homies, man, like this how it's going to be
mm-hmm.
on the video and all of that, man. And dude was sitting
right.
in that motherfucker, man, with looking at his watch, man, while you was in the closet spitting. You know what I'm saying? He like...
Right.
So when you throw, that's it, bro. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no polish, man. You know what I'm saying? And what I always say to people, I ain't said it in a while, but this right here. You don't get that shit back, man. Once it's out there in the inner verse, it's out there forever, man. So if you throw some
that's
trash
right.
out
mm-hmm.
and you get into a beef with a motherfucker, he going to download that trash. And play a ball you know, don't be wearing no tight ass skinny jeans with no motherfucking boxer boots showing sagging and shit. And then get into a beef with a nigga because he going to posterize a picture out that screenshot and put you out there. So, man, it's like this. Everything you put out there represents you and your mama. You know what I'm saying? Represents you and your mama, man. Put out some good quality shit, man. If you can't afford to put out a whole EP, put all that money into one hot track, man. You know how much money these
mm-hmm.
women be making? They be getting mm-hmm. bread. Them songs, man, they still eating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
though other people shit lip sync, they still get money. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Getting money, man. One song, put all your money into that, man. That's like a nigga buying
yep.
10 cars, man. One of them ain't got no tires, one of them got no engine. One car, man. One just put that shit together, get the quality of it. Talk to your real niggas, talk to your girlfriends, brothers. Talk to some people that's cool but not too cool with you and let them listen to that shit.
Right.
With some real quality
right.
control, man, because I mm-hmm. see potential in, like, the lyricism
right.
was kind of all right, man. You know, the energy wasn't really, you know, probably because that nigga was
right.
sitting there with that metronome clock ticking over there like, get the fuck out of
my
Yeah, that's how I beat on, man, for real, man. Niggas be like working these young cats, man. But that's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to say my little two cents. I agree with Miss Nat. It was something, I can't remember if it was on the chorus with the ad-libs or if it was the verse with
right.
the ad-libs, but it was a part.
It wasn't
that
a
was
verse.
Like, yeah, it didn't go. Take that out.
Take out
the
ad-libs all together. Take out the ad-libs all together. You know what I'm saying? And you have
a clean track. It's a clean track. Yeah, it's a clean
right.
track. And I'm going to go with that. So we're going to applaud this track. Okay. Now we got that out. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to put Miss Nat in the hot seat.
Wait a minute.
The hot seat.
And y'all ain't making it no better.
Let me see. Okay. Now, listen. Do you think
that a man should know his stroke number, or are you okay with two pumps and a surprise?
Ever okay with two pumps? What'd you call it? Two pumps and a surprise.
Your stroke number, nigga. You don't know your stroke number, nigga. Man, my stroke number 85. What's your stroke number, nigga? Shit. My stroke number 120. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that men actually know their stroke number, but I would personally appreciate more than two pumps and a surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We ain't got to be going like, now I ain't talking about we got to be going 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Nothing like that. But give me a solid little bit of time.
Right.
And
Three pumps and a surprise.
Three pumps and a surprise is not enough either. That's not enough either. I need a little bit more than that.
I ask you that question because a lot of men, like, they hype themselves up. If they see a girl, they really hype themselves up, you know, and then I'm going to tear that shit up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to flip that shit and roll this shit down and spank this shit and roll it around.
Yeah.
And then niggas get there and get confused. Then niggas get lost in the sauce. It's like, nigga, what happened to you? Where you from? You died?
What happened?
What's going on?
And then... On top of that, sweetie, they'll try to blame you for it. Like it's your fault that this ended up happening. But
you gonna get the full meal, you know what I'm saying? I'll get that hot for you. I ain't gonna say wrong, but I mean, hey, sometimes you play too much, you might get an entree real quick. Like, hey, what happened? Hold up. You know what I'm saying? That's not the full show. That's just the thing. What they call that in the movie show, man? That's just a preview.
She just
went
down the toilet.
Yeah, sometimes you get the preview, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, man.
Hey. We ain't at the destination yet. Shit. y'all like a motherfucker ain't never put the head in and y'all just exploded. Like, what was that?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Never.
Y'all saying that like that's a good thing.
Well, I'm just telling you, it ain't never happened. This is just some business, you guys, and it's not really a topic. It's more so like a mention. Business Insider says that Walmart is quietly closing stores. And so far, they're in the making of or have closed already at least 17 stores. Now, 17 stores to me is not a lot of stores compared to how many stores Walmart got. So,
my business is
a big thing for them. I have no idea. So, it was something that they felt like they should print for whatever reason. But 17 stores is not a lot out of all the stores that Walmart has.
Yeah, for real. Especially when you got, you know what I'm saying, nationwide businesses, you know, closing down for good, you know what I'm saying? Like, 17 stores, that ain't even hitting no change in their pocketbook, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
For real.
For real. I don't know why y'all printed it, Business Insider. Y'all need to get somebody to write for y'all. because that is just crazy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, Miss Nat, you got a topic you want to bust out this evening?
You know what? Actually, I have a question. I saw this. A friend of mine had actually posted this question, and it kind of goes along with something that we discussed earlier. He had posted the question that said, when it comes to cheating, do you feel like whether it's emotionally cheating or physically cheating on you, do you feel like one or the other is worse?
Okay.
The emotional cheating or the physical cheating? And I kind of want you guys' opinion on that. But I'll start first on that. You know, I don't care how you cheat on me, it's going to be a problem. So let me go ahead and say that. I don't care how you cheat, what you're doing. I don't care if you're hooked up with them, messaging them all the way to having sex with them, it's going to be a problem. Let me go ahead and establish that. But when it came to the way he broke it down, I feel like emotionally cheating on me is more damaging. And I say that because, you know, people have sex with people every single day, and they don't give two damns about these people. I mean, at all. They just doing it because the opportunity's there. It ain't no feeling behind it. There's no emotion behind it. I'm sure we've all done it, and everybody's going to keep on doing it for as long as this world is here. But it's something different to me personally about someone emotionally cheating. Now we're going from just laying down with somebody because you want to you actually building an emotional connection with somebody. That, to me, is more damaging because that's something that's a little bit harder to disconnect from when you actually have this bond, this connection with a person. So that's my personal opinion, but I want to know what everybody else thinks about it.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to say this. You know, the mind is a strong place to be. If you can get inside a motherfucking mind, the body gonna come. The body gonna follow. You ain't got to worry about none of that. So, like, if a person is cheating emotionally, be scared. Be very afraid.
Right.
Be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Be nervous about that. And that's my thoughts on that. So we'll go right on to Snipe.
Hey. Both of them wrong, y'all know that. I think emotionally, you know what I'm saying, it's even worse, you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up in this kind of situation, so I can really speak on how emotionally bad that kind of thing was when, you know, shit, pop and cheating on your mom and building the whole family with somebody else. So you don't know that shit is going on. You see what I'm saying? Physically, you can just have sex and just left it alone. But when you're tired emotionally, you never know what's going to come next. And like we say, shit, we got to be scared because shit, and you got to be alert because this shit is dangerous. Like, hell, we see Snap, we see all these shows, these IDs, and these people don't snap for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I say emotionally, man, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, the God Haru?
All right, look, I'm a different kind of nigga. You can, you know, get drunk, have sex with a motherfucker one time or something, man. We might can get past that. But you're not finna have a long-ass 9-10-month motherfucking relationship with a nigga on Facebook Messenger. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if he in Australia, New Zealand, some motherfucking talking to this nigga about your problem. Tell this thing about your whole life, y'all. That's it, man. Get the fuck out of here, man, with that shit.
Right.
So to me, it's emotional. Because I ain't gonna lie, man. You might do something such that I just wouldn't do. You know?
Right.
You might got one of them cool little kinks that I love everything else about you, but you ain't shitting on me. You lying to a nigga that you shit on him twice a month or once a year or something. I'm mad at you about that. You don't even got to tell me about that. All I'm saying is, if you doing all this old long ass talking with this nigga, man, you know, like, that's a whole lot. That's like a whole other relationship relationship. That's a real You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me, it's emotional, man. It's like you giving a motherfucker time, man.
You're
giving a motherfucker energy. You investing in a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like shit. You could get another job. All that time you putting into a motherfucker more food than
real now.
You fucked up. Especially that nigga ain't sending us no bread or nothing. Like, you know, don't let me find out you sent that nigga no money. I'm going to push your ass out and take all your shit.
Okay, DJ started to rap.
Well, you know, it's all, you know, it's all wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's just all fucked up. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Emotionally, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker could possibly snap out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my advice to people is be mindful of the people that those people be around, and then you'll pretty much know if you got somebody solid. You know what I'm saying? Because birds of a feather do flock together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, so y'all don't go nowhere. We're getting ready to get out of here.
I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 miles. Nigga snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the bag. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Like hell, when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking in the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you made me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul, to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street, sleep on my feet. Money turn homies to zombies to eat. Miss my grandma, she was humble and sweet. I don't speak, let the chick talk of me. I can't sleep, left the tick in my reach. Hit the dope, make me choke, make me weed. Sip the dope, have the pain at ease. Trying to get the money for a clean, it was dirty. Playing football, had to buy in my girdle. Getting locked up, running around in a circle. Brother called 15 like he did a murder. Now my whole family hurtin', trying to see the light, but we couldn't pull the curtain. Nighttime lurking, mama said the street lights but to start working. Looking at my mama in the eye,
mama
looking at me like a new person. She telling me I need to slow down, the pain will go away with the purchase. That was when the rap wasn't working. Living in the trap, it's a search. See my grandma in a hearse, the pistol peak on in the casket. Shots fired, nigga blasting. Cops, they'll rise, start smashing. Ops, we shoot shots like the Mavericks. Cops, put the catch up and we stash it. We flop, we doing numbers, can't imagine. Money tunnel in the roof, panoramic. Count the bottles till my hands start cramping. I come with the drip and need a nap. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tags. Riding through the city, 30 miles. Nigga snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Like hell, when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, for you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul, to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street. I've been crossed out by my own brother. Ain't no rules in the street, don't trust them. Ran it up and I had to go on bustin'. Police bout to kick the door, now we gotta flush it. Riding on the back street, thinking about my brother. Praying that he come home to his loving mother. Can't believe it that I got it all out the gutter. FaceTime round 3, Mike in the puddle. How I'm supposed to take it? Niggas dying around the same time I had a baby. Who? Here go the operator. Let the game know, pistol ain't gon' make it. Ain't gon' make it. Now my mind going brazen. Got me feeling like I was the cause of the hatred. I'm the cause of holding the revolver with the laser. They done kill my niggas, start the war, bring the nation. I got a ball situation, ball. Military bases when we travel across the nation. Militant. Double up the cup of maple. Abomination on your paper, I got echoes. Black man when you walking in your label. Be the eyes, they don't wanna see you greater. Beat you alive like a lion or a gator. Mama's crying cause the police shot their babies. They crooked, the motherland they done took crooked. They take us and lock us up and throw the book and take us. Started rapping, then I shook it. I hit the fame, everybody keep on looking. We done sold out Brooklyn. Man, I miss my grandma cooking. Treat me like a don, cause I'm gifted. I'ma run the money, y'all gotta go. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tags. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like to throw up when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you made me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all got to make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in and listening to the show tonight. We had a good show.
Yes,
and thank you for everybody that participated. You guys are starting to participate, and I get excited about that. So keep commenting, keep participating.
Yes.
This is what we need.
That's right.
Trio.
Okay. All right. Y'all want to give out your information? Or y'all just want to go out the door?
Okay.
Everybody
want everybody to speak at one time.
Exactly.
Y'all can find me, Missy, on wherever.
This part. Well, all right, you guys, we'll see you next Monday. We out of here.
Wow. All right.
We out this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Real talk round.
Straight like that. Yeah.